Ladies and gentlemen, I am thrilled, thrilled, thrilled. He is charming. He's got a great reputation in Liverpool. He is loved. He sings. He's a heightened lad. He's 30 years old. He loves his child. And he's just a magic man. It's Gary Barker. Hello, mate.
Hiya, Pete. You're okay, mate?
Now, you're sounding a bit hoarse. That wasn't all the X Factor, was it?
No. I've been gigging tonight. I've done a wedding tonight. So I just want to say congratulations to Tom and Leanne.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good mates of mine from Heighton.
Right, you've got the floor. It's all yours. Are you pinching yourself? Can you believe what's happening to you?
It's been an absolute whirlwind, to be honest. It's so surreal. I really can't believe... Do you know what people say about Liverpool? They can say what they want about Liverpool. This is the best city in the world. The way that they've stuck and got behind me, and also Anthony Russell as well, the way they've got behind us has been absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. So big, massive thank you to everybody that's been tweeting and sharing and liking and voting.
Yeah.
Massive thank you to yous. Yous have been the one who's pushing me further and further.
Gary, talk us through it. It was a big stage. You're used to working in an audience. Tell us how you felt when you walked on that stage.
Pete, as you know yourself, I'm not a shy man. I don't feel nervous ever. But I swear to God, the first audition, just before I walked into the judge's room,
yeah,
my nerves. I went grey. I went absolute grey. My fiancé Leanne turned around to me and said, "Are you okay? You look like you're going to faint." And it's the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done, apart from my two children being born. As a career-wise, this is like tops anything I've ever, ever done. Now, I've had the great pleasure to support the Kaiser Chiefs, and I've sang in the Echo Arena. To be judged by these four people is the most nerve-wracking thing in the world.
It is a weird thing that people can't understand. I remember years ago doing a television show I had to do an audition for, and I had a panel of four. And it's ridiculous. You can handle an audience. I've seen you work. I can handle an audience, but it's a different ball game, isn't it?
It's totally different because, you know, as you know yourself, when you're working with an audience, if they don't like you, they can walk away.
Yeah.
Without saying nothing.
Yeah.
If these four judges aren't going anywhere, and they're going to be brutal as they want.
Yeah.
If they don't like you, they can tell you.
Yeah.
Like you're absolutely rubbish. Luckily enough that I've had quite good comments from them, and the criticism that I've had has been constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just spurring me on to try more. Now, obviously today I've been shown and I got through the 6-year challenge, and the song that I picked today was all because of the audition. Uptown Funk wasn't for them.
Yeah.
That was the most scariest thing in the world. So I've stopped being an entertainer and tried to be a singer, and they seem to have liked it, especially Louis. I know he's a good friend of yours.
Nice
Louis, man. Absolutely loved it. And Sharon loved it. Who liked it? Simon, I think Simon, I've still got to impress Simon. Which that's down to me now to do the 6-year challenge. I've got to prove to win that I do deserve to be where I am.
But Gary, you know they're playing a game as well, you know.
Of course.
They see a professionalism in you, which is coming over, and you are taking direction, which is fantastic. And you play that game, the same game that they're playing. What's it been like backstage? Has everybody been friendly? Has everybody been nice?
You know what? I've made some friends for life. Friends for life. And we've done the boot camp. And I swear, I have made friends for life. They're on the phone to me all the time. I'm on the phone to them. They're messaging me all the time, sending me the best wishes and everything from that. My phone has been absolutely roasting on. Yeah. And as I said, I've done a wedding today, and I didn't actually watch it. I didn't even know what it was doing. It was only that I was finishing my last song.
Yeah.
And I just felt my phone going, ring, 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 ring. Oh,
Well, they must have been made up at the wedding. That's a bonus. They had you booked anyway. They didn't expect a television star.
Well, I don't know about television star, but yeah, I've been on television now, and I've done well to get where I am, but there's an ultimate goal for me. I'm not where I want to be. I've seen most of the episodes, and I know there's the competition this year, right? It's absolutely frightening. I've seen some world class, some superstars already. So I've got to try and be me.
Yeah.
And try and get where I can see them. I want people to be talking about me the way I'm talking about the other people.
Yeah.
It's gonna be tough, but that's what I'm in it for. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm in it to. I'm a sore loser.
Right, good. That's a good way to be. Now tell me, when are you going down again?
I don't know yet, please, to be honest. They'll tell me
right.
A couple of days before, right, you've got to get back down to London. So it's just a matter of all the vocal rest now.
Yeah. Are you taking it easy and looking after yourself now? Because I know you've been working tonight and you never, ever let people down. You always honour a gig. But you've got to look after your voice as well, you know.
Yeah, well, over daytime, I don't speak. I think it's not the drive Leanne round the bend now, because she asked me a question. But I've got to see what she understands as well. I've got to stop talking. I've got to...
You really have, you know. For the future, that's what it's about. You really have got to look after yourself.
Of course I have, of course I have. This is all for my kids.
Yeah.
Basically, I want to give my children a better life than I have. Growing up, and I had a great uncle, but I want better for them. So everything that I'm doing now is for them. So it's a matter of keeping my mouth shut now. Not speaking, loads of vocal rest. Obviously, I've still got to work because I've got to pay my bills.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal working lad from Heighton. Just to let you know, don't keep expecting I've got it wrong. I'm 29, I'm not 30.
All right. But you look actually about 23, so there's a better compliment.
Thanks, James. Love you, mate.
Well, Gary, I think you're playing a blinder. You should be very proud of yourself. I think you're doing Liverpool proud, and they have genuinely got right behind you, which is it must make you feel really good.
Massive thank you to everybody. And if it wasn't for them, I don't think I'd get much further without them, because they are the driving force. They are the fifth judge.
Yeah.
And it really does matter. So please, please keep voting and keep getting behind me. My Twitter name is @GaryBarker09. Instagram is @GaryBarker16. I've got my fan page, which sounds weird because it was a fan page before. But that's X Factor's Gary Barker. Please start, join in. Tell me your opinion. If you don't like me, tell me. Tell me what you think I should be doing, because even negative feedback helps.
You can take something from it, yeah. You'll get some garbage feedback, but you can say, oh, I love that. See, what I love about you is because you've done the clubs, you know what you're doing, and you know you can take direction. That's the good thing, Gary. As long as you can take direction. That girl that was on was awful. You know, I am the biggest thing in the... And they just shot her down in flames. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, but I'm always learning, Pete. That's the thing. Yeah. That's the beauty of it. Doesn't matter if you've done it for 70 years. You can always learn.
Yeah.
You can always learn. Like, I've been really lucky. I went back to my old primary school, which I haven't been back to since I actually left. I went back to see the children, and everything that they were saying to me, like all the questions and everything.
Yeah.
And just to have all the kids behind me as well, which... It's absolutely so lovely to see such a big city getting behind me. I've never thought that in a million years that I could be the person that I'd love to be. You know what I mean? I need to start believing in myself a lot more, which is what Simon said in the audition. So with your support, with Liverpool's support, I am starting to believe in myself a little bit more. which is brilliant. And seeing the kids' faces, and I've been getting stopped in the street by loads of people, and they've been telling me what they think. Not all of them have been good, but even the bad ones, as I said before, that'll make me a better person. That'll make me understand, right, I want to do this now, because I know I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but if I can try and make myself where people, well, a different generations of people like me, I'm only just trying to be the best person I can be.
Gary, the most important thing in this industry is to believe in yourself, which you do. I believe in myself, and everybody laughed at me years ago, and I'm still here 50 years later, and I'm sure you will be. How can they find you on social media again?
It's on Twitter, it's at GaryBarker09, and on Instagram, it's at GaryBarker16. And then you've got my Facebook page, which is X Factor's Gary Barker. So a massive thank you. Massive thank you to you as well, Pete. You're the first one who's a... got in touch and said, I'll need you on the show, which is brilliant.
I'm thrilled you've come on, and you've got to look after yourself. Gary, take care of yourself. It's Gary Barker from The X Factor. Look after yourself, mate.
Thanks, Liverpool. Thanks, Pete. And I'll see you soon. Thank you very much, everybody.